with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock. In the last hour, Russell Brand has been charged with a number of sex offences. Classic FM reporter Charlotte Lynch has the details.
The comedian and actor is accused of raping a woman in Bournemouth in 1999 and assaulting three others in 2001, 2004 and 2005. He has previously denied the allegations, calling them very harmful, and he'll appear in court next month.
China's announced plans to retaliate against American tariffs, saying it will impose its own 34% tax on US goods. Donald Trump announced sweeping levies on imports earlier this week, which he says will boost American manufacturing. Stock markets are down around the world, with the FTSE on course for its worst day in 5 years. Councils could be overruled if they refuse late licences or outdoor seating for bars and clubs. Ministers are giving the London mayor powers to call in licensing decisions for key nightlife areas in the capital. They could be granted to other regional mayors if the pilot is successful. Sir Sadiq Khan says it's time to get rid of red tape.
You have a government and a mayor that will be on the side of music venues, bars and clubs, which makes it more fun to be in London, but also importantly leads to more growth, more jobs, more prosperity.
An appeal to help victims of the Myanmar earthquake has raised £7.5 million on its first day. The sum is said to include a generous donation by the King and Queen. The death of Grammy Award-winning conductor John Nelson at the age of 83 has been announced. He served as music director of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, the Opera Theatre of St. Louis and the Orchestre de Chambre de Paris, among others, and was considered one of the leading interpreters of the music of Hector Berlioz. The weekend weather, dry and clear tonight, becoming very cold in places, a low of -1 in Scotland. Mostly sunny tomorrow and Sunday with easterly breezes, a high of 20 on Saturday, 17 on Sunday. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Here comes Friday's Hall of Fame 3 at 3. We'll begin with a French composer whose three entries are all inside your top 300. This is Foray.
Anne-Marie Minhall.
On Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
He is Alberto Girolli, and his own work, which he was playing, is called Tutto e Bellissimo, Everything is Beautiful. Certainly is on a spring Friday afternoon. He was playing with Ensemble Verdi, and Alberto, he is the youngest composer in the Classic FM Hall of Fame. And our three at three, well, we started with Fauré and his Pavane at number 76, and As mentioned, all three of his entries are inside the top 100. Performing the Pavane, it was the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. I was chatting to Margarita Taylor a little earlier this afternoon, and we both, at the same time, realised that this time, in 2 weeks' time, it will be the first day of the new Hall of Fame. It'll be Good Friday, the 18th of April. And we're like, oh, amazing. And here is how we are going to be lining up, because I'll be with you from 12 till 3 and Margarita from 3 to till 6. And kicking everything off at 9 a.m, it will be Dan Walker. Looking forward to that. 9 a.m. right through until 9 p.m. Finishing off the first day will be Sam Pittis. I'm so looking forward to seeing what you have been voting for in 2025. Tchaikovsky, as it stands, has 11 entries, including this Symphony No. 6.
Thank you. Tchaikovsky, the fourth movement of Symphony No. 6, known as the Pathetique, and the conductor for the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra was Kirill Karabits. Listening to that weekend weather, looks to be fairly decent across both days, and I did mention to you earlier that I am coachless today, being brave, thinking, no, not wearing a coat today. And Phil in Sheffield has just been in touch saying, hello, Anne-Marie, re-going coatless. Remember the Yorkshire state, the Yorkshire saying, ne'er cast a clout till may be out. So he says, don't put it away for summer just yet. Thanks for the great music. You are very welcome. Here comes Mozart's weather forecast. He says, may the winds be gentle.
Classic FM. Thank you.
This just in from Jane. Amory, I'm in Edinburgh this afternoon and it's Baltic here. Definitely do not put your coat away just yet. The Ashokan Farewell by J. Unger, the band of His Majesty's Royal Marines Major J.R. Perkins in charge. And before it, May the Winds Be Gentle from Mozart's opera Così Fan Tutti, Diana Montague, Janice Watson and Thomas Allen with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. In just a few weeks from now, we are going to be with you back at the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live, celebrating great film music. 24th of April is the date and we'd love for you to be there. We're giving you the chance to win a pair of tickets every day next week along with £800 for travel and accommodation to help make it extra special. It's thanks to Viking, helping you explore the world in comfort. And to be in with a chance of winning, you just need to listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10 on Classic FM. And I thought you and me would take a moment out this Friday afternoon to enjoy what I think is one of the best film tunes of all time. 007. Good afternoon. The work of Paul and Linda McCartney, Live and Let Die, and a performance by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, directed by Andrew Skeet. Margarita Taylor tells me, got the dog's teeth in again, that her 4:30 film this afternoon is a real romantic classic. Margarita back with us on Classic FM from 4 until 7. And then at 7, well, this.
Every Friday and Saturday evening on Classic FM.
We take you to your favourite cinematic worlds. With Jonathan Ross as your guide.
Yes, I'm a huge believer in the power of film music. It builds atmosphere, creates new worlds, tells us so much about the characters. And most importantly, it makes you feel. I'd love to share that with you.
Classic FM at the movies.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
This evening from 7.
Classic FM.
Joseph Haydn, Minuet number 1. Nice to hear that this afternoon. Played by Philharmonia Hungarica on Classic FM. Their conductor was Antal Durati.
Music for spring.
This is Classic FM.
Sheep may safely graze on a sunny Friday afternoon. Johann Sebastian Bach on cello, Yo-Yo Mark with Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra. And before it, Debussy's Clair de Lune, part of Sweet Burger Mask. And our pianist was Daniel Barenboim. Exactly 10 to 4 on Classic FM with Smetana's Bartered Bride. That is quite some polka, I think you would agree. The polka from The Bartered Bride by the composer Bedrich Smetner, his first real big hit, the one that made his name. The Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra under Daryl Ang here on Classic FM. Margarita Taylor is with us after your news and weather. And then Requests is back Monday from 1 p.m. Before then, have a lovely weekend. If you've got the sunshine and a bit of warmth, get them to your bones and enjoy.
Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day next week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, exploring all seven continents in comfort.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10.
Classic FM.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Meet John.
Hello.
It's Friday night, and he's just dented his partner's new car. Now he's wondering if he can make a claim before she gets back home on Monday. Thankfully, John's got car insurance with Aviva. We're available for new claims around the clock, so John can sort this out right away. Telling your partner is up to you, though, John.
Darling?
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I could open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
Experience the incredible true story of Welsh icon Richard Burton.
Mr. Burton, I want to be an actor.
On his journey to become one of the greatest actors of all time.
This is the chance to establish yourself as a classical actor in the most prestigious theatre in the world.
Starring BAFTA winner Toby Jones, Leslie Manville and Harry Lauty.
Think of yourself.
In cinemas now. Find tickets at mrburtonfilm.co.uk.
Global Player.
Find thousands of brilliant podcasts like Blummin' Legends with Johnny Vaughan.
Each week we tell you all about a Blummin' Legend. So these people could be explorers, hunters, musicians, everything in between. We fill you in on the history, give you some of the facts, and hopefully entertain you in the process.
And find brilliant live playlists, like Classic FM Revision. The perfect classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, Russell Brand has been charged with rape. The comedian and actor is also facing four other sexual offence charges. They relate to alleged offences in London and Bournemouth between 1999 and 2005. Classic FM reporter Charlotte Lynch has more.
Police began investigating this in September 2023 after a number of allegations were uncovered by journalists. And now the Crown Prosecution Service have authorised charges against the actor and comedian.
Stock markets are down again in the US and the UK as countries consider their responses to Donald Trump's sweeping trade tariffs. China's announced it will hit back by adding another 34% to the import tax on American goods. An anti-abortion campaigner claims today is a dark day for Britain after being convicted of breaching a ban on protests outside a clinic in Bournemouth. Livia Tesici-Bolt, who's been given a conditional discharge, held up a sign saying, "Here to talk if you want," in March 2023. Her case had attracted criticism from the US government, and the 64-year-old says her actions weren't protest, harassment or obstruction.
"All I did was offering consensual conversation in a public space, as in my basic right. Freedom of expression is in a state of crisis in the UK.
Britain is in talks over the potential